Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. All you need
is to believe. We are going to read our foundation scripture, John the 12th chapter, the 20th and 21st verses. John chapter 12, verses 20 and 21. We want to grow in Christ. We want to grow in the Lord. What I'm trying to illustrate to you is that everybody in this place, when they begin a relationship, it starts from the threshold level. Every relationship starts from the threshold level. For those of you who are married, you cannot tell me that you love your wife now as you used to when you started. It can never be the same. It is either going to be your relationship has deteriorated or has progressed. If they have been given the opportunity for time to go backwards and ask them if they were married the same person they are married to, oh come on. I believe that 90% of Christians will say no to the choice and go look for something else. It will amaze you the number of people that are praying for their wives to die. Men, I'm catching up. I'm going to talk to you. The number of people that are praying for their spouses to die so they can marry somebody else. The amazing thing, Pan, is that, you know, this young lady came and said, the Lord revealed to me that the pastor is my husband. Then I said, but the pastor is married with children. She said, yes, the Lord said very soon she will die. The rate of witchcraft in our churches now, no, the rate of witchcraft in our churches, even from our pulpits, is amazing, is surging amazing. That is why we have all kinds of envy and jealousy among us. When it comes to that place, there is one particular scripture that comes to mind that anybody that is a Christian must bring that scripture to assess their lives. Whether you are still in the faith or you have backslidden, because I have told you that the biggest deception is self-deception. The biggest deception is to deceive yourself that the Lord is with you and that you are in the faith, the Holy Spirit is in you, whereas you have backslidden and you have no business with the Holy Spirit. Oh yeah. I'm telling you, don't deceive yourself. It is all the time. No, you need to put your life in check. Am I in line? Am I with the Lord? Am I His pleasure? Am I pleasing Him? Am I still going to make it to heaven? And all that. These are things that you know you should put your life in check all the time. Especially when you are relating to people and you are not sure the kind of relationship. You are not paying your workers well. You are not dealing with, you know, what is saying? Your husband, your wife, you know, field and tenants and all these kind of things. Because there was when you part me do what none in young term has entered. Yeah. And what a problem, no. But the moment you have a friend, the moment you have a wife, a husband, the moment you have children, the Bible said that he that has many friends must show himself friendly. That is why I keep telling you, if you know you cannot show yourself friendly, keep less of them. If you don't have many of them, you don't have any problem. I mean, one of the things that I realized that most of the preachers in my time have found themselves in too many problems is association. Association. The same association can lift you up if you get the right ones. Same association will run you down. So I keep telling people, keep less friends, live a simple life. Because if you keep less friends and live a simple life, you don't have an extravagant lifestyle to finance. You don't have an extravagant lifestyle to finance. You don't rent a car to impress. And I want to tell the Christians gathered here and everybody that is listening to us on radio and listening to us on podcast, wherever you may be listening to, you know, I want to tell everybody, you do not rate a person by the car they drive. There are people driving shoddy cars who are wise and have invested a lot and deeply. And those that are driving machines who are shallow have nothing. Most of the cars these guys are driving are rented cars. And it's piling up. The bill is piling up. Live a simple life and keep less friends. Because these friends can, you know, influence your thinking and your thought pattern. Yeah. If you have friends who live promiscuous lives, very soon you will join them. That's why the Bible said, evil communication corrupt good manners. And come upon yourself, brother. Tianye! A young petiemunia wo. Yem pesa, yem kwajie, yem boyen entetie pa, yemuni yewi. The Lord is working on us and we need to allow him to do that. Please listen to what I'm talking about. That is why sometimes there are certain people when they are living your life, Hanamea, let them go. I mean willingly let them go. If they want to exit, please happily, gladly say goodbye to them. I'm telling you. Gladly. Sometimes you don't know, but sometimes God will intentionally, deliberately close doors on you. God. Oh yeah. God will sometimes deliberately, intentionally close doors on you. Ain't no devil. There is no devil doing that. God sometimes will intentionally close the doors on you. Intentionally. To get your attention. To direct you to the right path. To guide you the right way. And to get you going in the right path. God will intentionally do that. Sometimes you are diverting. And the Lord will intentionally close the doors to get your attention and redirect you and guide you, you know, to make the right decisions and the right choices. That sometimes God will intentionally do that. In those times, you can pray all the prayers in the world. It is not going to happen. The doors are closed. I'm telling you. And when the doors close that way, I'm telling you, oh, the best thing you do is start obeying his word and obeying the Holy Spirit. Yes, sir. Best thing. You start obeying. You don't joke with that, you know. You start obeying the Lord. Yeah? We don't live to ourselves. The Bible said none of us live to ourselves. Neither anybody will die to them. Let's, you know, get English first, you know. I'm trying to now engage my audience very well, you know. I think that I have done, you know, a bit good too. So let me keep it like 65% English and then, you know, the rest 35%, you know, in local dialects. It can be a good balance.
Romans chapter 14, verse 7.
Romans rather 14, verse 7. Read the word.
For none of us liveth to himself.
Nobody lives unto themselves.
And no man dieth to himself.
And when the time comes for you to die, you don't even have that prerogative or that right. You don't die to yourself.
For whether we live.
So whilst you are sitting here, read, sir.
We live unto the Lord.
We live unto the Lord.
And whether we die.
And when you die.
We die unto the Lord.
Your death, whether you are a sinner or righteous, you die unto God.
Whether we live therefore.
So whether we live therefore or die.
We are the Lord's.
You belong to God. It is a war crime. The crime belongs to you. So whether the dog likes it or not, you know, the dog belongs to you. Whether you live or die, You belong to God. So you don't make decisions based on yourself. When I'm a pen, I'm a... No. Let me give you a very good analogy. You have children, three of them in your house. They are your own children. You realize that from the beginning of your livelihoods, you take them to school, the nursery school you like. Do you ask your children which nursery school they want? Whether they want Montessori or Creche or, do you ask them? Their opinion don't matter. You take your children to the school. When it comes to primary school, you choose it. You even choose extra classes teachers to come to your house and to help the children. You take them to join clubs in church like Awana or, Good News Club, Boys Brigade, Royal Rangers, Boys and Girl Scouts, Girls Guides, Girls Brigade, all these other things. You make them join. And then, whilst the girl or boy is growing up, and they get to GHS, and they're about to choose a career, you guide them. And I intentionally want to bring it here because... when they are growing, then you are loosening up the grip of your total control of making decisions. You loosen up the grip for them to also be responsible for something. And so you guide them. When you become a shoe shine, this is what it entails. When you become a dokuno seller, this is what it entails. When you become a nurse, this is what it entails. When you become a preacher, this is what it entails. When you become this, you become that, and all that kind of thing. This is what it entails. TNA. And when after we have done all that, then we begin to, guide the child to choose a school. And in doing so, we make them understand the responsibility. We make them understand the responsibility that the choice don't just come about. You don't just make choices, but your TNA. Choices goes with ramifications. If I choose Achimota School, then my merits will have to take me there. If I choose Adisadel, then my merits takes me there. So I don't have to tell my daughter or son, I want you to be a doctor. I don't know why God is going there. I want you to be a doctor. I only guide. When you become a doctor, this is what it is. When you become a doctor, my job as a parent is to help my child, even if they want to be, a shoemaker. I must ensure that they become the best shoemaker. That's my job as a parent. I don't have to have these wild ambitions. You must be a pilot. No. I am not going to be piloting planes. No wonder these pilots are crashing planes left and right. Because they don't love them. Are they? Most of them don't love what they do. TNA. I keep telling people, the people I work with here, they love what they do. The people who play Steve on keyboards, this young man, this gentleman, and all that, the flight alabaster, our pastor, they love what they do. And so when you are in a job field and you don't like what you do, please, that is a huge disadvantage, because you are going to be there for a very long time and be doing this kind of thing. So don't force these children into something that they are not interested to do. Allow them to choose. You guide them. And then when you guide them, then they go to school. They have finished. You guide them to choose a university. And then you guide them to new. You guide them to choose, get into their careers. Now they are done. You guide them to, with their curriculum vitae's and their resumes to get a job. Now they get a job. Sometimes you know people. You call your own people. You open doors for your own children and then push them into those doors. Oh yeah, if I have people in places that I know can be of help, why not? So you open doors for these children. Then the time comes for them to marry and make decisions. You don't say Mempenkraini. You don't say I don't like gas. I don't like Asantes. I don't like Achims. I don't like Probos. That is a demonic proclivity and tendency. You have not created anybody to be mpewe, mpewe. Who born you? Mpewe, mpewe. What are you saying? Mpewe. Because mpewe, how will you feel? It is not Christian. We are one in Christ. One in Christ. There are no achims, quels, aquemus. There are no fantis and crobos and evers. As for evers, we have done well to discriminate against evers for a long time. Evers. I don't know ni omodi ayemo. That is why they stick to themselves. Oh yeah. Where there are evers, there are a lot of them. In our area in Sapeman, they are there. They stick to themselves. If you don't like us, then we gather ourselves together. Let's stop this discrimination and all this kind of thing. Tribalism, that is what is killing MPP. Their prophets will not tell them, but I have told them free godly counsel. I don't like any Land Cruiser from them. I don't need anything from them. Tribalism is killing MPP. Many people wish the president fails so that they can say, we told you that these Hachims can't perform. They are so petty, petty. And that is what is going to send them to opposition for a very long time. Tribalism. We are all human beings and Christians. Let's stop this petty, tribalistic, ethnocentric, ethnic, whatever it is, groupings and sects. It is not of God. It is not the spirit of God. Love one another as your father is loved. Be, oh yes sir. That is Christian. I'm talking to you. We don't want to hear, I brought an, and therefore cannot be accepted into this family and all that. You ask why they don't have reasons. Why? They can't tell you. Why? They feel that they are the superhuman beings and all that kind of... Where did you get that kind of thing from? Where did you get that kind of thing from? DNA, Kikano, love one another. Love is of God. Anybody that God dwells in is love. Yeah. I keep telling people that if you meet the real Nigerians, you will love Nigerians. The real, oh my God, if you meet real Nigerians, you will love Nigerians. The reason why, is people have stereotyped and stigmatized them because they met the wrong Nigerians. Nigerians, oh my God. When we started our church in London first, we used to have a load of them plus Jamaicans. And these Nigerians will serve. My God, they can serve and generous. They give like their head has gone off. A Nigerian doesn't care coming to church with his house documents. Say, this is my Thanksgiving offering. Meanwhile, when he lives here, he doesn't have a place to sleep. And I know you will call it, this is foolishness. This is faith. Sometimes faith looks like foolishness. Yeah, faith. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. Evidence of things which are not seen. I want to ask you a question. Which evidence in court is not seen? Evidence that ain't seen. I come to church and I say, I am single person, I'm not married. And I come to church, I come with a ring and a Bible. And I said, today the Lord has opened a door for me. And you ask me why? I said, because God is going to honor me with marriage in the next 2 weeks. And then you ask me, where is the woman? I said, evidence which cannot be seen. Of course, that look very cynical. Yeah. That it looks very capricious, but that's faith. 2 weeks time I come here with a woman and said, I told you I can hang my buffet. That's faith. Hallelujah. And so I guide a child to make a choice. And I bring the, you know, when people bring people and say, I want to marry this person, first thing, I want to pray about it. I don't even want to make my personal opinion. My personal opinion doesn't matter. I want to ask God, what does he think about this? And so if I pray and God says that this is my will, I don't care whether they have money or they don't have money, that doesn't matter. You know, let them start life. When we got married, we didn't have any money. You know, when most of you started life, you had nothing. But by the grace of God, he has taken you one level to the other. Let's give these children an opportunity to experience life. I'm telling you, I was listening to somebody telling her husband, Michia, when I met you, you were nobody. And I said, tell her that she was also nobody. No, let's be truthful to ourselves. When you were coming from your mother's womb, you were naked. Louis Vuitton and Givenchy and Versace were not part with you. No, bar, quatre, quoi. Ah, the bar. Your head appeared first and then Utrumu came last. So I don't see. I don't see why, you know. You are boasting all over the place and I wear designer wears and all that. Please, you were naked. And when the time comes for you to leave, you will go naked. Yeah, naked. Sometimes they make them the people go naked. One more pies you to nature and you're making you look like you're wearing a suit. You're wearing any suit, baby. At the end of the day, just intact one three and none is you take boy. Interesting. We can have a room meeting with yourself. Read English again. None of us live unto ourselves.
For none of us live to himself.
Nobody is living to themselves.
And to no man die to himself.
Listen to that. Nobody is going to die to themselves.
For whether we live.
So whether we live or die.
We live unto the
we
Lord.
We live or belong to God.
Whether we live therefore or die. We are the Lord's.
We are the Lord's. Oh, we are the Lord's. We are the Lord's. Can only belong to God. Whether you believe him or not, you belong to him. And then to one more, you know, I don't believe in God. There is no God. If there was God, why is it that, you know, people died at Everest 3 days ago? Everest. Listen to what I'm saying. I mean, this is a very practical wisdom. Everest. The whole thing is very simple. The Bible said that God has created man perfectly, but men have sought out many, many inventions. And one of the inventions is to climb Mount Everest and come back and boast that I have climbed Everest twice and all that. You know, God the general. No patient, no doer. It is as simple as ABC. Are you hearing what I'm talking about? Yeah, it will be a while. I'm telling you. And so, when people talk about if there was God, why is all these natural disasters and people are innocent people and children are dying? It's because we have created what we call global warming and climate change. We have created that. When we pollute our environment, when we only pop that seniti mikope milukunku nua kutofom nua niyesi milukunku menye nyansa ebutu sunwa diabisi kwa ho. Now, I would say, why has God created that? Now, won't you see me? Lunum, Nim say, Wunsons as well. I become a bomb and Kaya Mom, we had that a Banmo and Mabahan. I want to tell you, if you are walking by and you see a Milo container pass, I'm telling you. And it doesn't only apply to Abekanima, number one, Mamubi, number two, Newtown, Lagos Town, number three, Ashiaman, number four. Praise the name of the Lord. Oh yeah. We create the problem, the mess, and we turn back to go and blame God. Very interesting, isn't it? We turn back to blame God. One of the things that I realized that God has, you know, created a perfect environment and placed mankind in. The Bible said the heaven of heavens belongs to God, but the earth he has given to mankind. In other words, it is our own prerogative that even God, when he needs to operate in the earth realm, he needs some kind of permission to come into our midst. Even though the Bible said he rules in the affairs of men, but the sphere he has given to man. That is why that God, when he needs to even use somebody, he needs this flesh to be able to operate. Therefore, he dwells in between in the human being to be able to use them. And when the devil wants to use somebody, he possesses that person to be able to use that person. So without the flesh, the body, they cannot operate effectively in our system. Because the earth he has given to mankind. But if you build a house, you have a responsibility for keeping the house and maintaining the house and keeping it well and all that kind. Same thing, you have a responsibility of keeping your own body, taking a twice bath a day, keeping your body in a highly hygienic condition and manner. You have a responsibility to be able to love your own self. Oh yeah. The Bible says, love your enemy as yourself. That means that you love yourself first. Love your own self. Yeah. When I look at people, how they appear, I can say whether they love themselves or not. If you don't love yourself, how can you love somebody? How can you love somebody? I'm not talking about material appearance. I'm talking about the content of their heart. How they treat themselves. Oftentimes, if you want to see how a person will treat a woman, check how they treat their mother. Check how they treat their sisters. You check how they treat women figures, feminine figures. You check how they treat them. Then you can say, "Mudia, me nimni aba musua. I love you, girl." He said, "Girl, yes, nanka oya boy." Kadi anwanga. And be vigilant. And now, Becca, hi, sexy chick. Oh, no, a chick. Say a good amen. Hey, me say, Samina Sofan, come a pass, so it is alabastaco. Tiami, not telling me. Tiami, telling me. Tiami, not telling me. Because a nipa akuma no essay and tem. Oh yeah, na ujimi a wu se ujimi. Ji ubi ya babwania ba onso. It me pebe bitis alabasa tiame. Me teme hua beura dien nyamia sem tiame me teneme. I mean to me tene. I mean yeah we nante. Tiame teneme. It is somewhere, whatever you are hearing, the teachings of God and of Christ, you are hearing the teachings of the second coming of Jesus Christ, the teachings of what life is, what your life is, and how it fits into society and into time, chronological time, before you step into eternity, and all that, the awareness that there is life after this life, and all that, and this life will determine what becomes of the next, and all these truths, what you need to get out of this solid revelation is that any word that I hear, I am determined to make to become a doer of the word. A doer. Oh, I can't hear your clap offering. I want to be a doer of the word of God. If I saw me ninja minan to walk kurunkuru. Oh yeah. I'm telling this generation, it is possible, easily possible, to walk with God in purity, in holiness, in righteousness, in sanctity, in this end time. Are you possible? One thing you make easily possible. Very easy. One more. So. Easily possible. When you see people who cannot wait to meet me in show my corner and all that, and they hear tell of Krofutung Krofutung, Nanko Pepe may be my name fancy, but I could be in the Yamongo, and the Muntiko Fidro be 1 year 50 years. Now, in case of if God decides that I am not going to be married, I say yes to it. If God decides, I prefer a blessed relationship rather than ubi famine mawo mempeno. I don't like it. Last Saturday, I had a shock of my life. I have never heard anything like that. An elderly woman, as a matter of fact, it was Sunday, second service. An elderly woman walked to me and said to me, I want you to pray for me because I have been in a relationship with a man who is not married to me. Menenene woho for 42 years. I was shocked. 42 years. The woman is in her middle 60s. 64, 65. Can you believe that? Minti bita. I thought this belonged to the young girls. But it can also belong to the big women because the young girls turn into big women. Hey! My last one was level 400. Can you imagine that? I mean, what will the children think? That my mother is not properly married to. And this gentleman went around the world, traveled out of the country, came back, and the woman rather has built a house and all. This guy does not even have, you know, a house. And at the age of 60, the same age with the man, 64, 65, he's renting a house. And the young lady saying, come and live here, but before you leave here, go and see my family and Zaki Tuebi. Let's do this kind of thing. And also, no. When you're ready to do that, it is not normal cohabitation. Minu ubi ne woho, ena mene ne woho, no ne me nyemba ako, ena nyinse ene se, ente sofu bompaye mame, ena nyinse ene beji, na utiso. We have made it to become so simple that a normal. So we could that will be a chi and a ji a normal. Next Sunday will be my bad. Sorry, a normal. Then the woman come, you know. Now you know what they say. I say nipa no be wono. Nipa no be wono. Anya abua no be wono. Ntiye ji nipa no. And this is the kind of convictions that is coming into the church, and it has become normal. Very normal. Obiwa sorry no nyim no wo na odina bani atuni din na ya Christian no ya Thames Canary amano no the call and all that na girls in the radio so adie ne befa iba mo itu o wa no ayira sa masukwezi ya yehu na che eda obeba no behunu se be 8 months babin na furu se be Papa, my name is Bonsam the Barber. Hey, you're right there. Bonsam the Barber. So, but believe me, any answer was any hair, any hair, any hair. Rather, best hair was some view. You draw also an abbey. You were the answer training in Abacosho. 4 days. Now, why? A contraction now pains in a cousin. Now, hey, pain. A decans baby, a yo yakro, a hokra, and ya say, being connected to a coma, when I saw a chica say. Minam catcher, labor pains, a so come and more saw a chica say, because he did be boo a chica say. I'm say chim undiminjem yehu ashada 5 days 6 days and now you may say if you want to start taking one say send I want to hear that in patch away sad you will mean you pee. As I bring my presentation to a close, there is one particular scripture I want us to examine. Apart from, if we live, we don't live for ourselves. Accountability, you don't live to yourself. Fashion would dream and you're normal. I said, young trophy, who beat me, run the hole, no trap, and all that. Mina minufu, you made Diana, me see me chatting. The engine, you made Diana, we're trying to engine, what you are to internet, so, and they are normal. Normal. Kelsey Bassari, and all that. Ah, no, you, call her baby. Because I have back a Kensing when I tell you what I want to say. What big hips, what ties, what an into mini skirts is not for you. TNA mechanic. Because I need the next laugh talk, we will be doing a lot of grooming in the next laugh talk. I give you one why it's not your, you know, because you also so. If you are coming to put an offering here, the mini skirt will be there. Utruna, utruna, utwaseha. I am where my name is. First of all, fumbi ame Christum. We are body of fufra. And in Jesus, you are a new creation and an example to many people. You may be the only Bible people are reading. Therefore, you may be a stumbling block if you make the wrong decisions. I'm telling you. When we'll be watching Chimo, Nasir, you knew Bia, Tino, you know, Popo, and near Chichren, him, Opa, and then Opa, a dwarf friend, when he said Bia, with the Pakoteha, and once you pay your hackers through like this, and the Ayatwa. And you only have one problem, oh, big time. The day we will turn the farm, yeah, will be wawari, will be a twerker, you know. That will be the day we be jail. If you are in a relationship with somebody who is moved by physical pulchritude, oh, and you have a problem. I'm telling you, because we be when you fetch him, yeah. Will be who you fetch him. And one day, oh, you can clap those hands. One day, when you pack on and who you fetch him, will outsmart you. I'm telling you. So instead of us to trust in God and be disciplined in the word of God, Nasa akono no unyamin chim free you. Oh, yeah. I didn't be on my Emmahokai. Emmahokai. Be banned in Aqua Show them and I'm within Como, Bani Behema, Amosha them and I'm within Como, now Conwa, Kuja, we're crying away, Banwa. You have exposed yourself. You have exposed yourself to sin. When will we over? Maybe so. When will we over? Ufia means the other. The reason is because it's not, I don't want to come to your house. The reason is because you need to be protected, and I need to be protected. This flesh, it loves flesh. If you expose this flesh to another flesh, adiebi bowenim ebe charge. Oh, help me, Lord. Opa, opa, my young father, the most anointed person, emet tadi will be a wawroni wusi. This thing here will rise up. And this thing here, when it rise up, this thing here will rise up. No, I don't know how many. Beme biya waha no pebiya, you get an erection. I don't know why, whether a woman is sleeping next to you or not, you get an erection. So why are you? I am your pastor. I am teaching you reality of God's word and life. TNM catch it on. because I am your father here. I have the responsibility. Praise the Lord. Instead of just katakata so katakata so and all that, and the people omokwa hadia hadia we are enye yi because ye love talking, you know, the whole media we all crazy, some are talking good, some are talking bad and all that. Me, I make the news by the grace of God. It, you know, if you talk about it, it doesn't bother me, good or bad. My job is to keep the focus, keep the focus, keep the focus. Keep the focus. You know, if I don't like something, like on television, I don't watch it. If I don't like your page, I don't come on your page. But it will amaze you that next Laugh Talk, they will be glued to the asset. I then wash your drawers once. So more by more in your drawers. What kind of hypocrisy is that? Be plain. Be real and live by practical wisdom. Yeah. Live by practical wisdom. This life is too short. See that, Dave, you know, Moses said, so teach me to number my days that I will gain a heart of wisdom. When you teach me, that will develop into a heart of wisdom. Teach me. It's very important. I'm telling you. And so when you become a born again Christian, There is this thing that your Christianity should not be a nisuo. It should be a complete. You can't take just the physical aspect and leave the spiritual aspect, because God judges spiritually by motives, the heart and everything. You need to understand that if we don't live to ourselves and we don't die to ourselves, then God is the master, or God is the person we will account to. If this is the truth, then be careful. Be very careful. Your God does not judge the way men judges. Be careful. Especially people who impregnate people, they don't take care of it and all that. They took somebody, they promised someone, I want to marry you, I didn't marry, I dropped you and all that. In the same church, they want to create that kind of enmity between people and all. You're careful, because when you're careful. And when you're careful, if you live life with all these guidelines as your balustrades or balusters, you don't make foolish decisions. That's why the Bible talked about in Ephesians. Let's read it. Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 15 to 17. The Bible talks about something highly profound in God's word. Will you can go home and tell radio?
See then that you walk circumspectly.
See therefore that you walk circumspectly.
Not as fools.
Not as fools.
But as wise.
But as wise.
Redeeming the time.
Redeeming the time.
Because the days are evil.
These days are evil.
Wherefore be ye not unwise.
Hear ye. First one, I say, don't be fools. I feel you, I say, don't be unwise.
But understanding what the will of the Lord
understand
is.
Understand what the will of God is.
And be not drunk with wine.
Do not be drunk with wine.
Wherein is excess. But be filled with the Holy
Spirit.
Speaking to yourselves in psalms.
Dear ye.
And hymns and spiritual songs.
This is amazing.
Singing and making melodies in your heart to the Lord.
Oh yeah. Yeah, yeah. We need to be very alert in these last days. There is one last scripture I will want us to read, and then we will close. Everybody who is a Christian by now should make this particular scripture to be in a picture to you. Jeremiah 7:28. Will you read it?
Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 28. But thou shall say unto them,
read.
This is a nation that obeyed not the voice of the Lord their God, nor received correction. Truth is perished and is cut off from their mouth.
It is very interesting because I made you to read it the last time. Now, before you read, you know, Isaiah 29 verse 13.
Wherefore the Lord saith, for as much as this people draw near me with their mouth, and with their lips do honor me, but have removed their heart far from me, and their fear toward me is taught by the precepts of men.
Read, let's hear you. You see, Angoma, it's a year to know and crown you more yet. It do me and Saki Gaumem to your radius.
But you'll see. Now, Radi say, it sounds so many do want to know.
Yet they are not and a bear rat.
No, they want to know for any dimini.
You're the anofa for any dear radini.
Now, when I come, dear,
ya come, dear,
where you're from and check
it. Sheer from Radin Chanqua Chili Chili.
Now, sure, I was showing you a new passage. I was
see, that's why I don't like award last year and now this year. Last year, an award people came here and said that I have been nominated as one of the best preachers in this country. Finally, because I'm saying, hey. Stop this. You didn't call me. So why do you nominate me for award? General. Think about it. The God that called me does not award. Rewards is waiting for us. What audacity do you have to nominate? You don't have that right. So I told them, I called them in the office. I said, listen to me. I said, with all due respect, please. To me, I was preacher, best preacher. Really? Who even determines who is a best preacher? Who even determines that? And what is the criteria selection of what good preaching is? And you're preaching, go and see a kikamu. Obi onuma, they don't scream. They are preaching good. Yeah. Obi onuma, deem poko, but they are preaching good. Obi on swaki come said yeah and so on. God will do. God will do. God will do. What is her? Ha mini jish. Read the scripture again.
Now rather say, it sounds so may do one.
No may. What do I know? And
a bear me. No, I don't know for a dim.
What do I know for fa? And a dimini.
Now when I come, my dear.
When I come, my dear.
Where you're from in Chenkwe Chili Chili.
Where you're from in Chenkwe Chili Chili.
Now slow, slow me no, you're the Nipa.
Slow, slow me no, you're the Nipa.
I said, Shadia, I was young quarantine.
Nipa, Shadia, and I am so you're senior. A co-president, you're Bema Communion, a Babijina Sofu, any more. Not your Jacominion, you're the tree, any money. Bow, I'm ever at the grove. As we close, I want you to ask the Lord, make me real. I want to be real. I don't want to be a hypocrite. I want to be very, very genuine, very real. Most of us in this place, we know we have backslided. In your heart, you know. People feel you are on fire with Joshua, but you know. Before God, that you are not real. I keep telling the prophets, stop the prophetic lies. Deep in my heart, I know that Enolizia Frabruchraba, when you be kakra, I was saying to me, a man, a quench, let us anti-mouse if you're America by Miss Akwe. Sister, we're from America, but I was between man and country, I'm going to make $3,000 if we didn't check. Now, no one over $3,000 and what you are. And then, me man, a quiet, I mean, pushing or say, you know, whilst you have left America, you need to do something. You are doing a project, you are building, you are whatever, whatever. Why don't I even encourage her and pray for her? Send your war bear, you know, a best succeed rather than say, sister, me bunu. Me buno. Na me buno income she mule. Akwanchire mule. Ube tuya nwa nim suwe tuya. Enjire nim. Enjire nim. Hey, adiebio. It miye me mwama says, ene yasofu wenye stroke. Adam fubi wenye stroke miye kosiye no, Bishop Akon Harrison. 4 years no that them. Now the bishop picture chero. Now the said ye wa ye yen so chirewa. We yem beshi show. It has suffering move brain most of the kind of ailments and all. I have such most of them. You're careful when you're dear be skip your dinner was so. You're very careful. There are so many kinds of revenue or resources that if I take it from you, it is not a blessing. Ye dear, and once you train thou, and sana timu beba. So I want to tell everybody in this place, be very careful. You know in your heart that I am not real. This anointing thing I said is on me. And as a man of God, as a prophet of God, know that. And you may be on my heart to move, a dear me, a asa. It's asa. Asa, stop it and get it right with God before it becomes too late. I'm advising you. Muma yenyai in Sewunu and make it right. See, that's why I keep telling all these secular musicians. Tiniye. Jimmy, you know, when they interview me and I tell them that this accent I have, because I've never lived in the States before. And that is not a British accent. So I tell them I did rap music before. Yeah, Jimmy Bidawu. Oh. Jimmy Bida said, because me de bibi chira was a kofidro na minia. We need that. Yeah, Jimmy Pen. Send me Jina. Ah. Help me china my kama over. Me no between me why and guna. Me ba utimosa akwe wa torche. Bitimi hafi na gu na hankwa. Kwafo boom uti anyame mwangwa. Ye Jimmy bita. But the drew baby I was with Jai Jimmy, you know. Na u get right with God. Before it's too late. Hallelujah. We want to ask the Lord. We want to be real. I want to be real. You know, sometimes when people are praying, they are sleeping. And then somebody's going to call, hey, lema shaba, hey, lema shaba, hey, lema. But who are you deceiving? Huh? They are on the phone, pressing phone, pressing phone, pressing phone. Leah, break, break. What is the meaning of this nonsense? If you are on your phone, be on your phone. Why do you want me to know you are spiritually praying or engaging in the presence of God? Your husband is coming. Watching to my catabolite said, treat kakrebi adi bema ninti wada sinti nuwamo tomo na mona wada ya mui so umu wase wano no ubi ya wada utimi utimi ubi ya wada utimi zase wano. Praise the Lord. Stand to your feet, let's close.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesono Worship Center near Tesono Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.